Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. I know you're all like, where in the hell have you been? Well, see, what had happened is I had some issues, and I wasn't able to do the show. First of all, I was tired. You guys know I work all the damn time. And second of all, I was sick. I had a bad earache, and I didn't want to, like, bother my ear with the music and the laughing and everything like that. So I took some time off to recuperate. So here I am, Miss No Manners, back in the fucking building. Hello, what's up? Oh, my gosh, this is, like, the second show of the year that I've done. I feel so bad because I know you guys have missed me, and I missed you, too. I've lost a lot of my music off of my switchboard because it's been so long since I did a show. And then a lot of the good music that I had uploaded was on my laptop, and my laptop won't cut back on. But don't worry, the hard drive is good, so I still have my pictures, my videos, my music, and I also have the music from my mixtape, Riding the Chocolate Wave, Volume 2, that's coming out February is right next door. Well, I'm going to say March, okay? I'm going to push it back to March. I've already sent off for the artwork, so Yes, I will be looking sexy on the cover of my mixtape cover as usual. So don't worry, don't fret. I got this under control. Most definitely, most definitely. We don't have a topic tonight, so to speak. But me and Ashton, we had a conversation like maybe 2 weeks ago. And I don't even know how we got on this topic, but we were talking about what happens when your mate's sex drive is stronger than yours. So you know how, like, you have this significant other and they want to have sex and you just going through whatever it is you're going through and you don't feel like having sex and you be like, you know what, why don't you go find you somebody? Like, I'm okay with that. Go fuck somebody else because I don't want to fuck you. I'm just not turned on by sex. And I was sitting there talking to her, and we was having this deep conversation. And I was like, you know, is that something that comes back to bite you later? And I was like, it shouldn't, because I'm a firm believer. If your partner tells you it's okay for you to do something, and you ask them more than once, and they say yes, and you do it, there should not be any repercussions for anything that comes back, because you asked them several times and they kept giving you the same answer. So I was just like, me personally, I wouldn't even be mad, because evidently I ain't so like fucking with you, so I can't get mad if I told you to go be with somebody else and fuck them and then just come back home. So, you know, that's going to be a topic for probably Wednesday. So y'all get y'all answers together, because I know a lot of men going to be like, hell nah. I ain't about to tell my chick, go fuck another dude. Hell no. She better take this dick and leave it at that. But on the flip side, if you're one of those people that have, you know, issues staying hard, or, you know, you come too quick, you might want your woman to go ahead and have some extracurricular activities so she just don't leave your ass, period, by the wayside. Because women, we are trifling. Not me, because, you know, I don't believe in that. But if your man can't satisfy you the way he used to, they gonna cheat. So you might as well just go ahead and get them permission and let them come back home, and you hold them and cuddle with them and all that other stuff. And, you know, y'all have a normal life aside from sex and be happy with it. Because if no woman ain't putting out, you're going to go out and find somebody else that do. And you're going to act like everything is okay. So I think that's going to be a very, very interesting topic. Now, for those of you that don't know, my birthday is next Monday. That's right. I will be turning 45 on Monday, February the 3rd. I plan on being in Atlanta for my birthday. I actually was thinking about going to Atlanta for the Super Bowl, but I think I'm going to stay home and spend it with my crumb snatchers and see what happens and see if they get their mommy something for her birthday and whatnot. Maybe I'll get a meal, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll get some body wash. I don't even care if it comes from Family Dollar. Even if they just buy me a gift, because I've been buying their ass shit all year long. So I don't think that it's wrong for me to want something special for my one day. And they always keep talking about my age. I only turned 45 once. So turn down for what? So the Hype magazine is having an event on Monday, February 3rd. And Bobby Valentino is having his birthday party on the 4th. And that's still part of the Hype magazine. Oh, shit. I'm sleepy. I'm sorry. So I'm going to be there for that. Don't worry. My shoe game is crazy. I've ordered hella pairs of shoes from Christmas and after Christmas, and I'm waiting for two pairs to come. That's going to be my birthday present to myself. So when I step out, don't worry. The shoe game is still going to be crazy. And, you know, I'm going to have on some dresses, and I'm just going to be really sexy. So don't worry about it. I'm not going to disappoint anybody. So this is going to be interesting. I'm going to be team no manners no matter wherever I go. I am going to display some type of outburst that shows that I have no manners. So I will be having Vine videos possibly. I will be posting up pictures on Instagram. On my Instagram, it's ChocMami, ChocMami underscore. So, and I also have just regular ChocMami. I don't use that page that much, but now that I got my new Galaxy S4, I will be using both pages. So if you follow me, I will be following you back, so don't worry. I got this under control. So I'm waiting for Ashton to call in because y'all know she is always late. She is team no manners. Like I said, she's like coming late, running around. That's her. So it's okay. So what I'm probably going to do is play some music because I've been listening to this. I've been listening to Chris Brown, Loyal. And it's amazing that this track has been recycled so many times because the first this beat came out with T.Y. Dolla $ign featuring B.O.B., Paranoid. So then it's like the tag on the track is Busted on a Beat, Ho. So then you had my niggas with Rich Homie Quan, YG, and Young Jeezy. Then you had Chris Brown with Kid Ink or something like that called Show Me, and that's still like the same beat. So then here you come with Chris Brown and Lil Wayne and French Montana, Show Me. And I really like this song, and I like Chris Brown, not Chris Brown for it, but I like, what the hell is his damn name? Oh, French Montana. It's like, you know, I like his verse, and then we'd be like, huh? That's like one of my favorite parts. And I'd be like, oh, that song's be having me in my car dancing. So it's like, I'll play that, and then after I play that song, Big Tone, then I'm going to bring you in. Hi, Mo. Hi, everybody. I like to give a special shout-out to a person from my hometown listening. Hi, Ron. How you doing? Hi, Know Your Enemy. And then, oh, my God, it's like Mr. Buchanan, what's up? So that's some of my listeners that's listening in. So here we go with Loyal, Chris Brown, Lil Wayne, French Montana, Young Moolah, baby.
Young Moolah, baby.
I was a born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was going off her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes. She be mine by halftime. I'm the shit. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Junior and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did every day but trust these hoes. She be fuckin'
when a rich nigga won't you. And your nigga can't do nothing for it.
Broke nigga bitch, I can make a broke bitch rich, but I don't fuck a broke bitch. Got a white girl with some fake bitch, I took her to the bay with me. Eyes closed, smoking marijuana, rolling up that by Molly, I'm a ride. She wanna do drugs, smoke weed, get drunk. She wanna see a nigga trap, she wanna fuck all the rappers.
Won't you, and your nigga can't do nothing for.
talking more like this. That's what they be yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. I don't chase some, I'll replace
some. At the motherfucking loop.
LV's, Hermes, no check. Hoes ain't loyal, man, they rotate. School me to the game, now I know my duty. Put her in the loader, she was riding in that hoodie. Fuck that bitch, got my own hoe. Fuck your weed, got my own smoke. Had to put my ring back on. Tell that bitch put a ring back on.
What's going on?
Nothing. How you doing? How you doing? Man, that's like one of my favorite songs. Cause I'm not really a fan of Lil Wayne, but I just think with that song complements each other. And then when the West Coast version, instead of French Montana, they have Too Short on there. And that shit is just so hot. Like, oh my gosh. Like,
That was a cool joint right there, for real. That was tight.
I am like a fan of that song. Like they did that, like woo. And that track is like so, it's been so recycled. So that DJ that's from the Bay Area that actually made the first track with Paranoid, that dude getting paid. I need to go in to the studio and learn how to make some beats. Because, man, that's where the money at, making beats and tracks. Shit. I mean, I ain't going
to
sit for a day job.
You got to get in line. I said you got to get in line to make beats. Everybody making beats, man.
Yes, but the kicker is the tag. If you do something crazy and you got a sick tag on that bitch, everybody's going to want it because it's different. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm learning a little bit about this music shit. I'm learning a little bit about it. Like, you know, seeing songs go from a person's head to some people writing, to some people not writing, to people just getting in the studio. And it's crazy because I went to the studio with my son on Thursday night because I always tell him get footage of, you know, behind the scenes. So we was in the studio, and I was in the booth with him because I'm recording. And he came up with this song called All I Got Is My Word. And that shit was crazy because he just freestyled the fucking hook. And I'm sitting here laughing like, okay, nigga, stop playing. He's like, no, this is the hook. He's like, punch it in. And he was like, hey, punch that in. I'm like, oh, shit, you serious, huh? And it was just funny. So I'm just like, I just got the S4 a couple weeks ago, and I'm still learning it. And my daughter downloaded this thing called In the Booth. So it got little beats and stuff where you can rap to it. And so last Friday, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, I heard her cooking some popcorn and I wanted some. So she brought her S4 in and I got it. And I have to say, I started freestyling, but I was riding the track. I was like, oh, shit, got mommy on the track. Oh, it's going down. It's going down. And, you know, I'm about to put out my calendar. So with my calendar, I got to have behind-the-scenes footage. It's like, you know, when they do the calendar, I want to do a video where, you know, it's up close and personal with me being at home, me being out, so people can really get a feel of who I am, what I do, and what makes me, like, the way that I am and my personality, and really understand what the fuck no manners mean.
Right.
Because I have people at work that listen to the radio show, they'll be like, oh, shit. And they'd be like,
wow,
that's Miss No Manners. This is Team No Manners. But at work, I got a lot of manners. I have a whole lot of manners.
You
got to
put
customer pisses me off. No.
You got to put your head in a ponytail when you at work.
But shit, I don't know. I'll be all like that. I'd be on my own. They'd be like, oh, Miss Pam, you so quiet. And then when they go to the site, they'd be like, oh, shit. I'm like, what? They're like, don't even try. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, look, I'm at work. I'm here to make my money and keep it moving. When
they start
seeing
them pictures.
Oh, yeah.
They start seeing them little lingerie pictures. Those are the kind of pictures that have a nigga taking out his baby oil at 3 o'clock in the morning and shit, like, damn.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it's this one picture from my photo shoot that I did, like, two weeks ago, yesterday. Man, the edited picture is so fucking nice. Like, oh, my God. But I can't, like, I can put it on my site. I can't really say I can put it on Facebook because...
Put it on Instagram.
Oh, no. I can't, because if I do that, then it's going to be a problem.
You could DM
because I already
that.
Have haters. I already have haters.
Yeah, you could DM it, though. But, chill, you could DM that shit, though. Send it to niggas' DMs on Instagram, though.
I just sent it to your Facebook.
Yeah, you can.
I did. That's what I did. So,
oh, you did?
You know,
all right. I'll check in a minute.
DM. You know, I put it up on BDM, and people are like, oh, shit, you know what I mean? But it's like, you know, I'm getting ready for this calendar, so it's like when I did the edits, you know, the pictures that I needed edited, I was like, oh, my God, I went back from the last three shoots that I've done, and I'm like, oh, gosh, this is going to be crazy. This is going to be sick. Because I want, like, a compilation of everything, and I want bonus footage for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, I'm even to the point where everybody that buys a calendar, I will actually do a little 1 to 2 minute personalized video for them.
Mm. Wow.
Like, I'm going out in 2014 for my supporters. Like, you know what I'm
now
saying?
You
should. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't got no choice, so it's like I'm going all out for them. Like, they love me. I love them. I got to give them an extra part of me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
for your fans, you know you got their fans. You know we all your fans out here. You're probably more famous than Kobe Bryant right now.
Whatever. After I come back from Atlanta, I might be. And then I'm also thinking about going to All-Star Weekend. And now New Orleans, and
oh,
I don't think the ball is ready for me, because for one, I'm not one of them bitches that's looking for money. I'm not looking for the motherfuckers that got status or nothing like that. I'm just going to mind my business, have a good time, take some pictures.
That's what they all say. They say that now. So they get down there and drink a couple of grenades, and then it's on and popping down there.
But see, for me, this is my mindset as far as a man goes. I work, so anything I want and need, I get it for myself. You feel me?
I don't have sex,
so that's not even an issue. And I mean, like, he really got to bring something to the table, because I have so much going for myself. He has to wow me and show me something different. I don't give a fuck if you play basketball and you run up and down the court with a motherfucking jack strap and you've been elbowed in the face a few times. That don't impress me. I don't give a fuck if you're a rapper and you get on the stage and you make thousands of dollars. That don't impress me. Show me something that don't nobody else know about you. Let me inside your mind. Let me see what type of mindset you got. Because not everybody got a good head on their shoulders. Everybody might get some good head, but they might not have a good head.
Right. It's two different types of good head. And plus, you don't want to end up on, You don't want to end up like Tahiri on Love and Hip Hop or Tara or one of them other chicks.
Mm-mm.
Messing
oh,
with the rappers.
Yeah, shout out to the chick that went to the emergency room because she had to get a dildo pulled out of her ass. Yo, girl.
Oh, yeah,
you
seen
have,
that? That's, I seen that. That's old.
Oh, but I just thought it. I don't be on the internet like that. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I don't never want to
yeah.
be a, no.
Yeah, that was
like,
crazy. She had that shit way up in her shit, yo.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Hey, Mo, how you doing? That I was like, what are they pulling out? And I'm like, wait a minute. That's her ass. Like, oh, like, and what's fucked up is somebody had to be her friend recording that shit. And, like, you know, niggas that don't fuck her know what her ass looked like. They were like, bitch, was that you at the hospital that showed that motherfucking dildo? Like, yo, you can't never tell me I can't fuck you in your ass ready. They had that motherfucker wide the fuck open. You can't tell me it hurt. Because now my dick can slide up in that bitch with ease. I mean, if I was
word.
A dude, that's what I was thinking. Hey, Mo, how you doing?
What up? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Chocolate, you up there lying to these people?
What you mean?
You need to tell me if an NBA baller, $85 million and better, came and grabbed your attention, you wouldn't pay the nigga no attention for that paper?
I would talk to him, but that's about it, because if his mind, if his conversation and his intellect is not where I want it to be, I would give a fuck if that nigga had $100 million. Fuck out of here.
I don't believe you. You was going to talk to 50 Tyson, and he got $50,000.
What?
I don't believe that bullshit.
I can't stand you, motherfucker. I really can't stand you.
I don't want to hear that bullshit. You can sell them whatever you want. If Kobe Bryant sat in a room with you, you would have been just like that little white girl, so stop it.
Nah.
I believe it. I believe it.
If Kevin Durant came up to you, chocolate the ball, be like, hey, how you doing? I'm Kevin Durant.
I would actually
talk to him, and the reason why I would talk to him is I would be talking to him about his sneakers and the different designs and how he went from the KD1s to the KD2s.
We ain't talking over no wine, sitting there drinking some Hennessy. Kevin Durant is not talking to you for about no goddamn sneakers. He going to try to beat and go.
He's gonna try to beat and be like, yo, Kevin Durant, you can design the sneakers like this.
You're gonna 58 twerk on the nigga, drink all night, and try to slide off in the room.
I don't know how to twerk.
They even try to make Kevin Durant bust a nut and fart at the same time.
And she ain't gonna, look, she ain't gonna complain about that. She gonna be like, Durant, your shit's like purple pretty.
You know what? Action. You hear these motherfuckers start action. Will you tell them that I would not go out like that?
Okay.
I didn't even hear the conversation.
Action don't believe you. Action heard you talking that shit. She turned her head away from the phone.
What did I miss? Because I've been running around.
She paying you no attention with that bullshit you kicking right now.
See, what I said was, I was thinking about going to All-Star Weekend. I'm not going down there for no ballers, no rappers. I'm going down there to actually have a good time if I go. They told me that I was fucking lying. Bo said that, Toma said if somebody that was a baller that had like $5 million, I wouldn't give them the time of day. I was like, I wouldn't care if they had $100 million. If their intellect isn't where I need it to be, I wouldn't give a fuck. They're Mo rude ass, Team No Manner. I'm dying. And he's like, she lied. She was going to give 50 Tyson the time of day. He got 50 grand. So
oh, my God.
Like, just tell me if Kevin Durant came up and was talking to you, you wouldn't get out. It's like, I will have a conversation with him about his sneakers. I like
She's full of shit. You believe that, Ashton? His sneakers. Well, Kevin, I like the new purple sneakers you came out with. Picture that. She's going to be sitting there twerking and drinking all over the nigga.
I don't know if she'll be twerking, but if he wanted to give her the dick, wouldn't you take it?
No, because that nigga about 6'8", he tall.
Listen, I know not to go to All-Star.
At least she keeping it real, look.
I know not to go to All-Star because I will talk my way into a couple of million.
You live in that basketball wife in a heartbeat, huh?
And when them niggas come to New York, you always get free tickets at the Knick game or the Net game. Be like, yo, that's free tickets every time.
Nah, they only give it to white girls. They don't want the black girls being seen.
Yeah, they don't even want the black girls anymore.
Yeah, they keep the black girls on the low. The black girls, they freak. The white girls are the ones they run around holding, you know, holding their arms.
Oh, the snow bunny sit up front with the Louis Vuitton
bag. Yeah, they
back.
Sit up front.
Yeah.
And Chocolate full of shit right now. We don't believe you, Chocolate. We don't believe you.
Nah, she's trying to turn a new leaf. You heard what she said?
Yeah,
she's turning a new leaf.
She's a different person now.
Nigga, please.
Yes.
Don't see things.
I've never been a groupie hoe. I've never
nobody
been a
wait, hold on. Nobody said you a groupie hoe. Nobody said you a groupie
that
hoe.
That.
At the end
I
of the day,
a hoe, though,
in a certain,
but I've never
a
been
certain
one of those
place.
People. No, because I've
certain
been in
place
certain
at a certain place. Time, you will become their groupie.
No,
believe you me.
No, hell no. Let me tell you why. I lived in Atlanta, okay? So in Atlanta, you see any and everybody, okay? So I had a roommate at the time. She was somebody that used to work with me when I lived in California. She was with me when I went through my divorce. So she came to celebrate my birthday with me in Atlanta, and she liked it so much, she went back home, and she came, and she moved down. So she used to be starstruck by everybody, because she worked in this department store called Rich's. It's like the sister company of Macy's. So at Rich's, she worked at Lenox Mall. So you saw all of the celebrities coming in, this, that, and the third. So it was this one club in Atlanta called Atlanta Live. That was kind of the throwback. Everybody went to that club. So one night we in the club because our weekend,
okay,
we went Thursday through Sunday. Definitely. We went to the club Thursday through Sunday. So on a Friday night, we in the club. So I'm off doing what I'm doing because I have a boyfriend. And when I have a boyfriend, I'm faithful to him. You feel me? So then all of a sudden she comes up to me. She's like, oh, my God, I met some NFL players. I'm like, okay. And she was like, oh. And I'm like, okay, who they play for? And Derek played for the Eagles. I'm like, interesting. Okay, cool. I go over. I'm speaking to them. So then me and Derek strike up a conversation. So I'm like, so you play for the Eagles? He's like, yes. I'm like, you know Will Clark? He's like, yeah, how you know Will? I said, I used to go with his best friend. And he was like, who? And I was like, Brent. He was like, oh, that's a cool dude. And I was like, he's like, Brent was just down here like X amount of months ago or whatever. And I was like, yeah, because I drove to Philly to pick him up. And so when he was in Philly, I baked some chocolate chip cookies and sent them, and he shared them with the players. And I was like, was you at practice that day when Brent brought the chocolate chip cookies? He's like, hell yeah, them shits was good. I was like, I made them. He's like, what? I was like, yeah. So we all having conversations and everything, right? So then a player for the San Diego Chargers come up, and he was like, I'm such and such. I play for the Chargers. I was like, cool. I used to live in San Diego. My brother's best friend plays for the Chargers, Ruben Davis. I was like, Carolina or whatever. And they're looking at me like, wow. I was like, I've never been to a professional sporting event ever, had tickets and everything. So then, you know, we all at the club having a good time. So then it's like at the end of the night, you know, you get hungry. Black people get hungry at the end of the night at the club. So I can cook. I was like, you got some food at your condo? He was like, yeah. I was like, okay, Lena, we'll cook some chicken wings instead of going to the Waffle House. We go back to their crib, right? We go back to the condo because it was a bunch of football players and stuff, right? They playing Madden on the PlayStation. All of a sudden, we all talking, we all in the kitchen, you know, looking at the chicken, unthawing it and shit, right? Then my girl disappear. I'm like, yo, wait a minute. And I'm like, carrying on a conversation with this dude that go to Clemson, And I'm not really paying attention that this bitch been gone for a minute, right? But then I'm like, yo, where the fuck she at? They was like, don't worry about where she at. She handling her business. And they say, which one of us you fucking tonight? I'm like, what?
Hell no.
I was like, oh, can y'all please walk me to the door? Because it was one of those you had, it was a double lock, a deadbolt. So you had to have a key in the door or whatever. So when the dude walks me to the door, he's talking about, you sure? And he has his dick out. I'm like, yo, when that hoe come out, let her know I left. I left that bitch there, went home, got in bed with my man, told him what happened. Guess what time this chick calls me when she realized that I'm not there?
What time?
10 o'clock the next fucking day.
In the morning.
Yeah,
you know that fuck all them ball players by her damn self.
She had sex with all of them.
All of them.
Every one of them.
Them niggas ran express train.
They was gonna get chocolate. Chocolate ran.
Non-stop.
Yes. And then the dude Derek was like, "I am so sorry that happened. This, that, and the third." And I'm like, "Yo, Lena, what the fuck was you thinking about?" And then I had to break it down to her. I'm like, "Yo, what is it? Like, why didn't you fuck a dude once and I'll never see him no more? And when I ask if you talk to him, he'd be like, no." I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? But Derek came back a second time. He came to the crib and smashed her up, never to be seen again. But I was just like, no, I don't give a fuck who you are, what you do. I'm not going out like that because never will I be out somewhere and a motherfucker turn around and be like, yo, that's that bitch right there, yo. I did that bitch so dirty. I skeeted in her hair. I skeeted in her eyes. She seen all my kids coming. No, you'll never get me like that. Fuck that. No. And, matter of fact, one of my old co-hosts, don't know what happened, All-Star Weekend 2012, but she went down there. She came back. Her truck was paid for, and she got off all social media. All social media. She got the fuck off.
She went out there to handle her business. She went to handle her business. She knew what she was doing.
Rest do, nigga.
Yeah, but whatever she happened, it wasn't worth it. Because the tweets started coming. Even if you get off of social media, motherfuckers still gonna tweet about you. Because she was asking people, like, where should I go? People was like, you should go to a whole house. Like, they was cool. But she had a good time. But she still wouldn't tell me what happened.
Yeah, my people used to go to All-Star Weekend. We used to go out there with fake jewelry and everything. Bitch, you fuck you because you got a lot of diamonds on. You leave the diamonds on the damn hotel dresser and leave her in the morning. The bitch thinks she got to come up with a bunch of Cuban cigars.
Y'all so wrong.
And niggas used to do it on purpose. You go in the back of the Sports magazine and order them shits right before. You don't wear your real jewelry because a lot of sickle kids be out there. And you don't want to kill nothing. So you wear this, yo, them bitches be open, yo, like 5 years in a row. Now these bitches got scammed. Four niggas is rappers. Thought they had to come up, woke up, and they in the bed, you out. A fucking dresser full of fake jewelry. I know they were.
But you know what? I'm not even mad because this is what I be tripping. Like, females will fuck niggas because of the cars they driving, the jewels they got, and the big wad of money. So when y'all go to the hotel or whatever, after you fuck them, everything that you fuck them for is walking out the door with him. He's not leaving you the keys to that fucking Bentley. He's not leaving you the keys to his Bentley.
Yeah, half of them niggas are all afraid to own the keys to the Bentley. They rent them shits for the weekend.
Right.
You know how many cars niggas don't rent it for All-Star Weekend? But like I said, them bitches are stupid. They sit out there, oh, that nigga got a Bentley.
Shit, sometimes you could just rent a fucking... Niggas just rent a fucking Lexus or a Caddy for the weekend in the hood and just go tricking through the fucking hoods and shit.
Like, bitch, I live in New York. Driving my Bentley to motherfucking Florida? You serious?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying, like, sometimes dudes will rent shit for the weekend just stunt through the hoods and shit and gas chicks up and...
Nah, they got kids like that in Queens. I swear to God, Queens niggas, you see them. A lot of these little young dudes running around with Bentleys and Phantoms and shit for the summer. And you see a nigga getting on the bus in the winter, but they get up big for it. I'm sure these be high school and college niggas, and they smart. Whole summer they stunt, and they out here stunting. You're like, how that nigga getting this money? Oh, what are you getting this money for? They put their money together. You rent a Bentley. You rent a Bentley for like $1,800 a month. Y'all put y'all money together, go to all the parties, stunt out the whole summer, and gotta go back to school.
Niggas be saving up their financial aid money. Them niggas be pimping that financial aid money.
Yeah, there you go. You got
the fun about it. The worst part is Miami, South Beach, because they got all of these luxury car rentals, right? So bitches, especially Memorial Day, 4th of July, they be seeing these niggas in these cars. Pussy be getting wet like, ooh, girl, he hollering at me. Like, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like, man, please. Them motherfuckers is renting. Now, the one thing that I can say is, what year was this? 2007, it was Thanksgiving, and I couldn't come home. So I had to spend Thanksgiving alone in Miami. So my best friend and her family, they had their dinner, and this dude had invited me to South Beach for Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm like, okay, I'm telling him the things that I like. So I come to South Beach and everything. Can you please tell me, why the fuck, before I got there, this dude had started eating on the fucking chicken? Not even a turkey, just a chicken. And I was like, I like sweet potatoes from, what is it, fucking Boston Market. This nigga brought the frozen sweet potatoes from Boston Market or whatever, right? So then, you know how dudes are. They feel like, oh, you got too much noise in the background. They feel like, when you come to dinner, that they automatically go get.
That's not my phone. Stuff. You keep muting me.
Oh, I see that. I unmuted it. So what happened was, when I seen that this nigga thought that, oh, I got you a nice little dinner laid out. First of all, nigga, you ate part of the chicken before I got you. I don't know what the fuck you could have did to that chicken. I ain't eat shit. Then when I see you making them little Google eyes, I text my best friend. I'm like, yo, I need you to call me. I like something is wrong. I need to get the fuck away. She called me. I was like, oh, my God, are you serious? Jet it out. So we got her. We came back to South Beach. We went to Fat Tuesdays. We was getting drunk. And back then, I had, like, hella weight on me. I was probably, like, maybe close to, like, 130. Because whenever I gain weight, I get thick all the way from the waist down. So we was walking on the strip, and Shaq was in, he had like a old Lincoln Continental where the doors opened up like together or something like that. It was a convertible. It was a very nice car. So he's driving down the strip, and he's looking, and he's blowing his horn. My friend is like, he's blowing it too. I'm like, and? She's like, you're not going to talk to him? I was like, no, for one, I heard he has a size 20 and a size 6. I'm good. Like, no. I didn't give none of them motherfuckers no play. Like, no. Because, at the end of the day, you got to have some type of pride about yourself. You got to have some type of business about yourself. Because, like, you fuck all these different people, and then when you meet one, and remember, the world is not as big as everybody thinks it is. So many people run in the same circle. So let's just say I go to All-Star Weekend. I fuck part of the Lakers, part of the Heat, and some of the Knicks. Then I meet somebody that might be fucking Portland Trailblazers, right? And me and him have a good relationship and we cool. But then I go to a game or I go to an event, and all the motherfuckers I done fucked is like, yo, you talking to her? Yo, nigga.
Nope, it don't work like that. Look at Kim Kardashian. I don't believe it. They want to fuck you. They want to be with you after you fucked everybody. Them niggas is dumb. Well, she white, so, yeah, you right. It won't
she's
count. You'll be a superhead to them.
Yeah, so, no. Fuck that. She's Croatian.
She who?
That ain't white.
She's still white. She's still white. You said Croatian? That just sounds so close to Caucasian. So,
She's Caucasian.
You might really make me sick, but you're not going to turn me into an NBA hoe on this show tonight. I'm sorry. You're not going to have
me. Look, I don't care how many scriptures out the Bible you're reading right now. I have to be up close and personal with you All-Star Weekend to see if you keep your cool. You can tell me anything you want right now. That's like Corinne Stephens talking about.
No.
That's like Corinne Stephens talking about she's not going to be a groupie at a rap concert. I don't believe it.
I will tell y'all the truth. I have no reason to lie. If I go to All-Star Weekend and I smash a few people, y'all know I'm going to tell because I'm going to write about
You know why I'm going to tell you? You know why? And I'm going to throw you under the bus a little bit. You know I love you, and you know I fucked with you, but you know I have no filter. And I analyze everything, all right? We're going to go back, right, on a couple of shows ago, right? You listening to me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we take it to Cuban Links. You was going crazy. Then Christopher Williams, you was going crazy. Then whatever the old school rapper was, you was going crazy. So you mean to tell me you meet LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, or Dwayne Wade, you're not going to be going crazy. I don't believe it.
To me, LeBron James is ugly.
Oh, I forgot my little nigga, and I hope he's listening. 50 Tyson, he's going crazy. I don't believe it. So if you can go crazy over these niggas, you understand what I'm saying? I don't believe that you'll sit there and meet Kobe Bryant or Dwayne Wade and not be hyped.
Nah, because with you,
Carmelo
me,
Anthony,
I always
Carmelo. She melt over Carmelo. She loves Carmelo. I can hear it in her voice. Mm-hmm. Say something about Melo.
He's not my type.
Nothing is about 50 Tyson your type. No disrespect, 50. I know you be here hustling, but 50 Tyson is your type. But Melo not.
Well, I swear, y'all. If I had a long distance gun, I would murk your ass right now. If I had a long distance gun, I swear I would just go ahead and put you out your motherfucking misery.
Those chicks would be hyped to fuck a coach to be affiliated with the team.
No.
They be hyped over the entourage. Oh, you Allen Iverson, homeboy, cousin's nephew. Oh, shit. Come on, you serious?
This would be affiliated. They'll fuck
this
with
be
the
affiliated.
Coach,
they be wanting
be like,
to hear a voicemail. Come on,
no,
I know I'm
back
not
in
calling
the
you
day.
A groupie, Chuckle. I'm not calling you a groupie. I'm just saying. I just don't believe.
No, but back in the day, if I would have seen Cuban Links like years ago, like, let's say, when was I going to have the opportunity to meet him? Like, 2003? Oh, he would have got smashed. No questions asked. And it was because he was Cuban Links, and I liked his rapping style, but it was because he was Spanish, and I had a big crush on Spanish niggas. That's why when my ex was like, yo, that's my homeboy, and I should introduce you to him, my daughter was like, oh, hell no. Don't introduce my mama to Cuban Link. She going to leave you.
wait, hello? Hello?
Yes.
No, my own girl just texted me. She listened to the show because I mentioned Corinne Stephan Superhead. She said, when I said they didn't love Superhead, what I meant by that is they will marry the Kim Kardashian and put on Front Street. But they would just make Superhead Corinne Stephan look like the slut that Kim Kardashian is. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely.
They praise Kim Kardashian for being white, or Cocodorian, whatever you say she is. You understand? But she's still white.
What the fuck is a Cocodorian? What the fuck is a Cocodorian though? This nigga said Cocodorian.
He done made up his own race. Oh, my God.
That nigga said, oh, those fuckers is Cocodorian. I don't give a fuck. That bitch white.
You know, so they will praise, like I said, they will praise the Amber Rose. And anything Spanish and close to white, they'll praise. But our sisters do it, they're sluts. You understand what I'm saying? And all of them are doing the same actions. They fucking sucking these niggas as they meet them. But a sister, she going to be a slut. She going to be a hoe. She going to be nasty. She going to be this. But any Cocodorians, they're going to praise them and walk them down the red carpet at any moment, and they're going to fight for them. So.
Right, just like J-Lo. They be praising J-Lo's ass. But let it be Beyonce. Oh,
yeah.
like tonight, people already trashing Beyonce. They're talking about, oh, you a mother. Why she out there shaking her ass like that? She a mom now, whatever. Like, fuck it. She still got a body.
Listen, if that little white, that little Cocodorian girl, what's her name? If that little Cocodorian girl can get up there and shake her ass on Robin Thicke and they praise her, Beyonce needs to shake everything she got. She looked good. She had a baby, even though I don't think she had the baby, but still. For her to have a baby and get up there and look that damn good, twerk, Beyonce, twerk.
She had a C-section.
I don't give a fuck what section she has. She looked good. She could have a C-section. She looked good. You understand what I'm saying? But my point is, if the sister do it, you know, she just looked at, she's on the lowest of the podium. You know, like she's just a slut, a smut, a this or that. They don't praise her. But as soon as you get it, and remember my word, because Chocolate made it up, a Cocodorian.
Oh, I made it up, nigga. Really? Really? Oh, wow. Wow, Cocodorian. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
I said, wow. I said Kim Kardashian was white. You said she's a Cocodorian or some shit. I don't remember what you said, but it sounds close to what I just said.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh my
God! Cocodorian is mixed of Spanish
and white.
Some other shit. Yeah,
Spanish and white is a Cocodorian.
Yeah, Spanish and some other shit. That's a Cocodorian.
It's it's a mixture of Kanye, Ray J, that fucking basketball player,
Reggie Bush.
Yeah. Don't
Bush.
Forget, y'all keep forgetting, Fab be hitting all these bitches on the low, but he don't broadcast his shit.
Yeah, but meanwhile, he talking shit on his fucking mixtape about cuffing season and all that shit.
Yeah, but I mean, he don't cuff them. Fab just fuck them and go. These niggas is wifing them. You know,
oh,
you came out my little Brooklyn nigga.
Yeah, but that's why he was on that song called Ho, and he killed the verse because he was talking about all the hoes he done fucked that we didn't know he fucked, but he was letting them know.
Yeah,
Fab
fucking a lot of
he
bitches.
That's why he made the song Breathe. Whoo, I gotta breathe before I go fuck this next.
Fab a true Brooklyn nigga. I gotta give him his respect. He ain't no mother nigga.
So all Brooklyn niggas is hoes. Y'all fuck a lot.
No, here we go. I'm a representative Brooklyn nigga. We was born hoes because we came out of one. You understand? And then we was.
it's a lot of pussy running around here in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I mean, when you coming out of the pussy, you want to continue smelling the pussy. So that's what Brooklyn nigga.
Listen, it's a lot of pussy running around here in Brooklyn. You already know how I do. A lot of chicken boxes be in rotation out here. You already know.
Come out the pussy. You know what I mean? That's all we know is when you come out the pussy, all you know is pussy. Your head came out of pussy, so why not go back in it?
It's not about pussy. You got pussy all over the place.
Word up. Shit, the first pussy you taste coming out as a baby was your mama. Your mom, you was crying and shit. You was looking all over. Tongue all sticking out, you taste it all. Yeah, that's so disgusting, but it's so true. Yo, that is so disgusting. God gonna strike me for saying this, but everybody licked their mother pussy coming out.
That's why the baby be crying, and he'd be like, "What's this sour ass shit? This shit nasty."
Like, you taste your mother pussy that she breastfeed and she breastfed and you sucked her titties. You was just a motherfucking dumbass. Shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, as an infant, you molested your mother. That is so bad. We some nasty motherfuckers, yo.
That's called teen no man.
Oh, hold on. Yo, bro, so would a girl be a lesbian? Because she tasted her motherfuckers if she fucked her.
Austin,
all you bitches was lesbian before. I don't want to hear it.
Recklessness.
Oh, man. Wow.
Because that could
be the most ratchet
shit I ever heard. But when
you
break it down like that,
he's
telling the truth.
Yeah, but it's true, though. I got 6 kids, and I watch all of them come out. All of them have their motherfucking tongues out crying.
He crazy.
That is some shit. If you think about it, that is some shit.
That shit is too much to think about.
Huh? Like, oh,
that's
wow.
Too much to think about.
Really go there?
You just thought about this now. Your ass sat there for 5 hours and thought about it. You
no,
know what?
Listen, it just came to my head. I'm thinking about it as it go. We was just talking about it, so that shit just popped up in my head. Like, that's some real nasty shit. But it's a true fact. It's a true fact. But back to us Brooklyn niggas, we came out the pussy, and we go back in the pussy.
So what about Queens niggas and Bronx niggas?
Well, Queens niggas, okay, I'm going to break down New York niggas.
Oh, God.
Brooklyn niggas, y'all know how we do. Even though I live in Queens now, I represent Queens. I love Queens because you can sleep comfortable here. You understand? If your nose ain't in no dirt, you're good. You know what I mean? Brooklyn niggas, they get that roughneck pussy, that tough girl pussy. That's why Brooklyn girls love Queens niggas because they kind of soft, and they soft-hearted. They give a girl a whirl. You know what
Brooklyn
I mean?
Chick, you bag a chick after she come here crap to just having a fight with a bitch. Be like, what happened? Yo, this fucking bitch. when a chick say that, oh, man, it's going to be 2 hours of talking shit.
Yeah, but it's vice versa because Queens chicks love Brooklyn niggas. They love that toughness. They love that.
Yeah.
Not saying I live in Queens. Queens got some tough niggas, but they polished. You understand what I'm saying? A nigga will body you with a motherfucking suit on and a tie. You understand? When a Brooklyn nigga, you already know he up to no good. Because he coming out with his pants down and a fucking hoodie on and tans. You know what I mean?
Some busted-ass tins and shit looking real dirty.
Yeah, you throwing a Brooklyn nigga up to no good. These Queens niggas is real slick with their shit. You know, they be chilling, fly. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
They're popular. I give them their props. Because I learned the Queens way. I call myself BQE. Brooklyn, Queens, nigga, that's what I am. You know, I learned both sides of the world. And I used to live in Harlem, so I know how they rock. Queens niggas going to spend that money. They're going to spend that paper on a chick in a heartbeat. They're going to keep her gifted up. That's why Brooklyn girls love Queens dudes. They gift forever. They don't believe in game. They believe in just, they want to buy a chick. You know? Brooklyn girls love Brooklyn niggas because of their toughness. They like that man. You know what I mean? They like that macho thug image. They love them Harlem niggas because Harlem niggas just get that paper. Harlem niggas ain't going to spend no money on them, but they just like being around them because they get paper.
Because they'll buy the bottles. They'll buy food.
I stay away from the Bronx chicks because I don't know. They always got a poppy, and every black girl got a Puerto Rican baby father, so I just can't do it.
I beg to differ.
Okay.
I grew up in the Bronx, and I could not deal with a Puerto Rican.
You ain't never sleep with one Puerto Rican in your life?
No, no.
Not one.
Not one. Mommy has.
How about Dominican?
No.
No Dominican?
Mm-mm. Got some African in you somewhere.
Oh, you dated an African dude?
Yeah, I've dated an African.
Oh. That's just a whole nother ball game, huh?
He it is. It ain't fun.
He thought he was better than you. He thought you had to take care of him. He thought he was the, man, the king of the castle.
It's not fun. It's really not fun.
Coming to America.
That nigga had the high waters with the sandals and no socks in the middle of December.
No, actually, he can dress. Actually, he wasn't like that.
No, no, don't
but
see.
But he was definitely a tyrant.
Them African niggas get dipped. I know some Africans that get fly and they get money. Only
yeah.
thing I don't like about Africans, and I've said this over and over again, even to my African homeboys, because they're from Africa and they wasn't sold to the white man like we were, our ancestors, they feel like they're better than you. And they will let that be known. You understand? Once you're African-American, you're not shit to them in their eyes.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
just how they do. You're not shit. I don't care if you're female, dog, cat, I'm on. If you're American, because their ancestors sold you to the white man, they feel like they got more power than you. They better than you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
we
like
came over here to lay the mat down for them to walk over.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is. That's why the motherfuckers kill me when they be like, oh, back in my country, everybody, I mean, I don't care where you from. Stop praising your country like it's so much better than America.
And my thing is, this country's so good, and why the fuck you come
why
here?
Why the fuck you here? You know what I mean? Oh, way back home. I can't wait to go way back home. I can't wait to go back.
The West Indians love doing them Jamaicans and them Trinidadians. They love doing that shit. Oh, back home. Well, back home's so good. Why the fuck you here? Go the fuck back over there.
They be killing me with that, yo. I got Trini family. You understand? They just like, yo, back home. All right, bye. See ya. The boat over there.
Or you need a ride to South Street Seaport or something, you know, down to Red Hook or something.
As soon as they get home on vacation for 2 weeks, they cut it short for a week to come back in.
Nah, as soon as they get home for 2 weeks, they just calling you about some, yo, Western Union need something, son. Get the fuck out of here, son.
Back home.
Yo, you can't send me no credit. You can't send me no credit. Nah, nigga.
Back home. I know you got a lot of foreign listeners, and, you know, no disrespect to y'all, but if y'all in Jamaica, y'all fighting to get to America. And BBM showed that. You know how many bitches on BBM be hitting you up, talking about, yo, if you pay for my ticket, I come work it off, and this and that. I'm like,
yep,
yo, y'all, come,
hell yeah.
y'all started racing them.
When I used to have BBM, I used to run to the
people
all the time.
How do you have access to a BBM out there?
Yep. I had a few chicks out there fucking Trinidad and Grenada talking about, yo, can you send me some credit? The fuck out of here. Ain't sending no fucking credit.
When I come, I'm going to get my green card and I'm going to pay you back. I'll work for you. BBM is crazy. Because you send me a picture of your pussy, you think I'm going to send you money? I look like boo-boo the fool to you, dumb.
Some niggas do it, though. So niggas probably do it, though.
Listen, bro. I work for Coca-Cola. And listen, Coca-Cola, they famous place as group is to go to DR. Half of the black niggas on my job left their black wives for a Dominican woman from DR. And half of them bring them here after 2 years. Them
and they bounce.
Because they're going to grow up. Shit. And they,
yeah,
be
they
all
bounce.
Nigga, you left your sister, you left your girl, because you went
yep.
down there and met a J-Lo who was fucking everybody, and you was the only fool to bring her back. You understand? How you like somebody that you have to pay to fuck when you get down there? And every time you go down there, you got to pay to fuck. Then you wind up liking her. When you come back home, the next nigga that's going down there is fucking that same chick in pink, because that's the way of life. You understand?
The plane that flies into... The plane that flies into New York goes back out there with a bunch of other niggas. They all going to run up in him.
There you go. And you bring her back to U.S. talking about, oh, I love her. You know, nah, I mean, okay. Don't get me wrong. The chicks be bad. I was like, how the fuck she did? Oh, you got her from DR? Okay, she want her papers. Nah, we in love. We getting married. This and that. You marry her, she leave you in 2 years.
Coca-Cola just suck his dick for the first 6 months, she suck his dick. Like you said, after that year or two, whatever, gone.
She out.
She over at the taxi cab spot calling, taking calls and shit.
There she goes. She got her papers, and now she wants to meet a nigga in New York to set a homegirl up with and bring a homegirl back here. Then they're going to open up a beauty parlor.
Or a restaurant.
Set your head at a restaurant and make $1 million while your broke ass still sitting working crying. So I bought a, I own all that.
Nah, nigga, you just helped out, dummy.
Yeah, it's a lot of dickheads that do. I got some homeboys who fucking, they went down to DR and fucking, they ain't bring no chicks back. But they wanted, a couple of them did. They just came back here. All they want to do is start fucking with Dominican, bro. They want to go to a Dominican restaurant. These is white boys. Want to go to a Dominican restaurant, driving around with Dominican flag. I barked on one of them. I'm like, yo, son, you fucking white. Why you driving around? I'm not even Dominican. I'm Puerto Rican. Now, but listen, listen, I'm not even Dominican. I'm Puerto Rican, but you driving around with a Dominican flag? Like, really, son? Like all of a sudden, you Spanish now? Nah, nigga, I'm Rodriguez. You could never be what I am. You know what I'm saying? You can listen to all the Spanish music you want. You can watch ESPN Deportes 24 hours a day, nigga. You will never
be. Telemundo, Telemundo, baby, Telemundo.
You can watch that shit all fucking day. You can look at Rosetta Stone, nigga. You will never be Dominican.
But
you can kill me with that shit. And
huh?
They got
them fool. They got them niggas fool, yo.
Yeah, they got them niggas very brain. Yeah, them niggas is, them Dominican chicks is food for a lot of them, for a lot of dudes that go down there. They go crazy. They go
but
ballistic.
I do give them their props. They be pretty. They and their bodies be banging. But I'm saying, bro, if you know their history, you understand what I'm saying?
Listen, my thing is, if I want to see some banging ass bitches, I'll go over to motherfucking Perfections or Sin City or some bullshit like that. find a chick who need her rent paid, her little $2 off the EBT or some shit.
You want a bad Dominican, just go to 201st and Broadway.
I go right into Bushwick. I go right on Knickerbocker if I want a Dominican bitch.
There you go to Knickerbocker.
I go to Knickerbocker, Broadway, right in the Coochie Frito spot. Yo, Ma, what up?
You going all the way to DR, nigga. You crazy? You go to DR, you have some fun, you come back home. Just don't bring nothing back home because the AIDS rate out there is ridiculous.
As soon as you get off the plane,
wow.
You might
catch
AIDS.
As soon as you get off the plane, you catch AIDS. I'm telling you. As soon as you get off the plane,
that's it.
Brazil and DR? Oh, my God. As soon as you get off the fucking plane.
Damn it.
All the countries out there, Brazil, DR, fucking, all the major tourist attractions are fucking disease-infested clubs and shit. All them chicks out there are sick.
I like Jamaica, not to cut you off. I like Jamaica, but the only thing I can't stand about Jamaica, and especially when I go to Montego Bay, is the begging. Everybody beg. The hotel host. If you take the boat ride, the fucking sailor, everybody got a sob story. And they always begging. I be like, yo, this is the most annoyingest part about Jamaica. They beg too fucking much. Everybody got a story for you.
They know you out there with that paper. They know that $10 you give them is going to hold them down for the next couple of days.
I'm like, yo, don't talk to me. Leave me the fuck alone. You understand what I'm saying? And then the cows look like dogs. Yeah, we was going to the grill. I was like, yo, why the fuck all these dogs out here? You're like, yo, my you, those are cow them. Those are cow.
Oh, shit. That's why these dollar bears be the same way out here. That's what the dollar bears be thinking.
Oh, man, don't get caught up out there with them soldiers. They will rob you blind. You thinking they going to hold you down. Them niggas will rob this shit out of you. You on a tourist bus, you see a soldier man ride by, they telling you to duck. What the fuck we ducking for? Those are cops. Nigga, duck. It's crazy, yo. It's crazy. I love America. I'm proud to be an American. Thanks to all you African niggas that's listening. For your ancestors telling us. We had to go through 1,000 years of slavery, but we overcame. You understand?
Nah, I fuck with them African niggas. I get my T-shirts and shit from the local African nigga and fucking he's that DVD real quick. I get my socks and my T-shirts from the African nigga, man.
Mm-hmm.
Them African niggas, they be having these shit up in there on the low.
Yeah, they the bootleg king, yo. You gotta understand, the Chinaman get their bootlegs from the African. So if you go to all the real wholesale spots out in Canal Street, they're all
owned by on 28th Street over there, 28th, 27th Street.
Yeah, they all African.
Yep. You can go over to the building, the each floor. I went there a couple of times. They had one building, and each floor had different shit. One room was all DVDs. Another room was t-shirts. Another room was socks. Another room was belts and bags. Another room was fucking this. I'm like, yo, where the bitches at? Nigga, I know you got a room with bitches.
All you see shopping down there is rich white people. That'd be the funniest shit in the world.
And mad
That'd
out
be
of
the
town niggas.
Funniest shit in the world. Mad tourists and rich white people.
Yeah.
White chicks. See, black women are killing themselves for Louis bags. $2,000, $3,000. Bitches going down there getting them for $100. Running around with Bentleys. You understand? Pockets full of money. And you spending every dime of your income tax on that one.
Right, because when you coming out of a Bentley, niggas ain't going to question your bag. Whether it's fake or not, niggas ain't going to be like, oh, she come out of a Bentley and look at her bag. That shit could be as fake.
Think about your girlfriend's closet. Seriously. Think about how many red bottoms and how many Gucci belts, how many Gucci jackets. Man, that's a house, Bentley, this.
Yeah, that's true.
The white people buy the houses and the cars first. And then they go look the part afterwards, and they don't care how much they spend because they got a pocket full of money. Bill Gates is the bummest nigga in the world, but one of the richest. You understand what I'm saying? Just I was just
walking around a pair of Wranglers and shit in a fucking Docker shirt.
I was just saying on Instagram the other day, I don't knock French Montana because he's African and he's a very smart investor. You understand? But he bought a 24 carat solid gold iPhone case. Number one, nobody wants their phone to be that heavy. You understand what I'm saying? I don't like a heavy phone. You know? But I just feel like black people spend money on this most stupidest shit in the world.
Most definitely. Just because
a 24 karat gold. I know if he have a four, you know? But he African. He ain't gonna have a four. He could sell it. At the end of the day, who the fuck want to walk around with a 24-carat gold? You know how many people on my Instagram are like, oh, I get one, or I get one. All black. Everybody black. Yeah, we know you niggas will go get it because y'all want to stunt. Our problem is instead of being a part, we try to look the part. That's the problem of the urban community. You want to look rich instead of being rich. You understand?
How they say act your wage.
Yeah, that's what act your ways and shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. You want to look rich. It make us feel good to look rich rather than be rich. It made me feel good.
I'd rather just walk around with a pair of Uptown and have a wad of cash in my pocket and fucking spend $300 on a pair of Jordans, and I got to stretch out $50 to my next paycheck. Nah, I'm not doing that. Sorry.
You fresh to death going to a club. You got on that motherfucking belt for $1,200, the motherfucking true jeans, that motherfucking Gucci hat, this and that. You can't even buy yourself a drink at the bar. You know what I'm saying? Because you just spent everything in your pocket on your outfit.
Yep. You got $20 left.
You're waving a fucking cab down or standing at the bus stop to go home. You serious, bro?
While everybody driving home and they whips and shit, you 5:30 in the morning waiting for the fucking train.
Yeah,
you walking to the train while these niggas is walking to their whips and shit. Talk about, yeah, but I'm dipped, though. Yeah, all right.
Fly from head to toe. I want to see you fly with them Jordans.
You the flyest nigga on this train. You the flyest nigga on the 3 train at 5:40 in the morning with no pussy. Still ain't get no pussy.
But the sad thing, the 3 train, look, if you go on the gym street, the 3 train be banging. Look, like iced out, Jordan though.
Yeah, the 3 train be like an after party at 5:00 in the morning. Them niggas be wild. I don't know what is about that fucking 3 train. I guess because they go through all the fucking hoods, Flatbush, Bed-Stuy, Brownsville, ends up in East New York, all the fucking thoughtness. It comes from the Bronx. It goes up to the Bronx.
Yeah,
but it comes back down. I'm talking about when it goes through Brooklyn, though. He's on the hood. His Bed-Stuy, Brownsville, Flatbush, East New York.
Crown Heights.
Yeah, because I'm at Crown Heights.
Yeah, don't go through that. Look, that's the A train.
The 3 train be lit at fucking Chalk. The next time you come to New York, right? especially on the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Just jump on a 3 train, starting at about maybe, just pick it up from like lower Manhattan, and just ride it through about 5 in the morning. Take the ride all the way into New Lots, and just see all the fucking ratchetness that be on that fucking train. You're going to die laughing. Niggas
just
be blowing up. Niggas
be
drunk.
You know what I mean?
Don't
have no jury in your bag on you
5 o'clock in the morning going to New Lock. Not really 5, but people going to work. Around 2, 3, that's when the stick-up kids come out.
Are you serious?
Been like that for years.
5 in the morning you could because people going to work.
But now I'm talking about on the weekend. I'm talking about 5 in the morning, like a Friday night, Saturday morning.
I'm talking about like that.
I'm talking about the after party, the after Friday night party, like 4 or 5 in the morning and shit like that.
Niggas snatch your purse. Fuck your purse. They taking your phone. These niggas is phone thieves.
Yeah, they want iPhones and Galaxies and try to catch them at the porn right. Them niggas, fucking Uncle Murder got these niggas hyped with that damn porn right commercial now. It's over in the hood for these niggas.
What commercial?
The porn right with Uncle Murda. You ain't see that yet?
Nah, I ain't checked that one.
Uncle Murda is down with porn right now. And he's got a fucking commercial. And he's got these niggas in the fucking studio. These niggas ain't got no money. And he walks in. He was like, yeah, I ain't got no money. He was like, look, pawn your car, pawn your bike, pawn your jewelry, and you get the money you need to make the album. Got these niggas going to the pawn, right, taking off their jewels, talking about, ooh, we getting paper, ooh, we getting money. Yo, it's a not-ass commercial, son.
And where they put that shit on?
Huh?
Where they put that shit on?
That shit been coming on us like the last 2 months.
Hot 97 played or the TV?
Nah, on TV. Now I'm talking about, it might be on Hot, they might have a radio version, too. But every time I see it when I watch TV. That shit always coming on fucking MSG and ESPN and fucking...
Oh, I was going to say, Uncle Murder made it to TV.
Yo, so you got a commercial out with porn, right?
Wow. Oh, another thing.
You could probably pull it up on YouTube.
I'm going to check it out. Yo, another thing I saw tonight, not to change the subject, I ordered that motherfucking UW battle. I don't know. I told Chocolate to check that out. Yo, they had some sick battles tonight on UW with Hollow the Dawn and Loaded Lux and Calico and from Detroit and Hitman Holler. Yo, that shit was tough. I paid $30, but it was well worth it.
Really?
Yo, that battle, it was 4 battles. It was sick. It was on live on pay-per-view tonight. Yo, they went in. That battle
wait
shit was hot.
They got freestyling on pay-per-view.
Yeah, Babylon's on pay-per-view. UW Smack.
Yeah,
I know you heard of Smack.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, damn.
They making money. You crazy? I told you before about that rap battle shit. Them niggas is making money.
Oh, why would they know? Because
they paid Loaded Lux $40,000 to battle Hollow the Dawn tonight. 40 grand.
Oh,
I can't say. Yo, Loaded Lux went in, but Hollow did his thing. Yo, the battles with all 4 of the battles was well worth it. Because I was going to go to Jersey and go to the battle, but when I called them, the motherfucker says $150 a ticket. I said, nah, I paid $30 on pay-per-view. You know? So I ordered
damn.
It was from 2 to 8. But when I said it was worth it, this shit was worth it. It was worth it. Them niggas went in. Wait till it come on YouTube. Them battles was a classic.
Where was the freestyle thing at?
It was in Jersey.
Oh.
It was Hollow the Dawn. I don't know if you know these dudes. From Queens, Hollow the Dawn versus Loaded Lux from Harlem. And it was Hitman Holler from St. Louis versus Old Red from Jersey. And then it was Sue Surf from Jersey versus Calico from Detroit. And it was one more, Daylight from L.A. versus B-Magic from Detroit.
But when
wasn't
I said
some
the battle,
of those dudes on the wasn't some of those dudes on the site for the BET Awards though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Them shits, them niggas went in. That battle was so sick, yo. I watched that shit from 2 to 8. Nah, I kid. It's Sunday. Ain't no football on. But the Pro Bowl came on late. I love rap battle, kid. Rap is in my blood. I love rap battle. Hip hop battles to me are true hip hop. When you can't do a good battle, to me that these songwriters can't battle at all. They can't freestyle. That shit was sick. If you go check them out, check out the UW. Do you watch it? Do you go to Smack TV and watch them battles?
I don't really watch freestyle. I mean, I like watching, like, the ciphers and shit. Like,
no, they write. They don't freestyle. They write the battle to battle you. They write their verses. And they be sick, the metaphors, everything. You know, the way they deliver it. Go check out Smack on YouTube, Smack Battles. Go check out them battles. You'll have a whole different life.
Smack Battles?
Yeah, go to URL TV or UWTV.com. And then they got the ladies, the Queen of the Ring. The chicks be going in, too. The Queen of the Rain, Bad Bunny hosted from the girl that used to be in Bad Boys. Yo, them battles be sick, yo. You'll check them out. I'm telling you, check them out. They be sick. They be
I watched the freestyles of Hot 97 with Funkmaster Flex, and he be having freestyle shit.
But it's different than that. These niggas really write. Like, they write. Okay, say if I'm battling you, right, and our battle is next month. I'm going to gather up all the material, all the dirt on you I can. And I'm gonna kill you in a battle. You feel me? Like if
yeah, I thought battles like that is like freestyling off the top of your head,
like,
though.
No, it's like you write the battle. You gonna battle? We preparing a battle.
Oh, they set it up from the beginning, like they tell.
That's
they
why they get paid so much.
That's why I thought they just—it was right off the dome. That's what I thought.
No, they prepare for the battle. Somebody like Nas did on Ether, how Jay-Z said he took 2 years to write that battle to diss him. But Ether was so deep. These are how these boys deliver these battles. So it's not corny. If you think it freestyle off the top of the head, oh, your mother fat this and that, it get boring. But when they write, they get deep. Like Loaded Lux, he's a poet. You understand? The boy is tough. His delivery, everything. The boy is tough. Yeah, I got to go check that shit out. I'm telling you. You'll see it. You'll have a different light of battle rap. And they make it so much.
I'll go on YouTube and try to pull it up. But that's if I don't before run into a Carmel Kitten twerk video. Because that chick is crazy. You ever see her talk? Carmel Kitten, she be shaking her ass everywhere, anywhere. She be in front of priests, old men.
That's the one that got arrested, right?
Yeah, she got arrested. She was twerking in the middle of a parking lot. She was twerking in Disney World, talking about twerking
yeah.
for the Mickey, twerking for the Mickey.
Yeah,
She came to New York. She was twerking on the train. She was twerking in front of police.
But that's one thing I love about YouTube. You get enough hits, they send you a check. So everybody doing
If you get a million hits, anything over a million, YouTube sends you a check.
It sends you a check. You get residuals. So that's why these kids is putting all these fights online and everybody's putting all these
wild with the twerk videos.
All they doing is setting themselves up for a motherfucking charge.
Yeah, but you see, Sharkeesha, she got her case paid for with her YouTube account. Ain't got extra money. Her and the girl that
I heard she got arrested on some next shit, though.
Yeah, but her and the girl, but the money she made from YouTube paid for all that.
How many hits that she got?
They got over a million hits. Way over a million hits.
Wow.
They got paper behind that.
That's crazy. Yeah, once you get over a million, they start sending you checks.
Yeah, that's why them rap battlers, they realized that all the hits they was getting on YouTube, they started getting them checks. So that's why rap battles got so big. There's a big following behind that. I'm telling y'all,
Everything got big because of YouTube. Fights, rap battles, twerking, anything motherfuckers think they can make a dollar doing stupid stunts, doing silly shit. They're trying to get them hits on YouTube. They got this one dude, he got a contract rating food. This motherfucker used to go around to local little fucking like Chinese restaurants and little mama and pops order food
and just record it and throw it on YouTube. And motherfuckers started hitting this shit so much, he ended up getting a fucking TV contract from, like, one of them channels, like Discovery Channel, one of them channels. They gave him a fucking show. He goes around ordering food, and then they go into the local fucking Jamaican restaurant and order some jerk chicken and then sit in his car and eat it and be like, the service was all right. This was all right. I didn't like this. I like, yo, dead ass serious. He, yo, the motherfucker got his own YouTube shit and got a show off of that shit, yo.
And that's what's up.
But I can actually see that. And it's like, on my YouTube channel, it's like, I have over 100,000 views because one of the videos of me and Twin Gage, I think that has like 74,000 because that bitch ass is like, whoa! And the way that shit was just booming, booming. She's a dancer. And I was just like, okay, I need to do more videos like that when I'm doing girl-on-girl photo shoots and, you know, behind the scenes and stuff because everybody really liked that video. Then it's been up for like 2 years. I get a notification from YouTube, oh, this video is not appropriate for kids under 18. Everybody's got their clothes on. And nobody's doing that inappropriate stuff, but she fucking showing hot. She making her booty hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So I was like, you know what? I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, make your money on YouTube. But I do need to see the twerking. The one thing that just trips me out, and I ain't even gonna front, is when I see the dudes twerking, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, nah, that's some chill spot, niggas. We don't fuck with those.
No, but I'm just saying, it tripped me out, because I'm like, yo, these niggas is twerking better than the bitches. But then I see one video, this dude was like, oh, I heard y'all was talking about me. Keep my name out your fucking mouth. Y'all want a battle? I'm thinking this dude is going to be doing something else. This motherfucker took off his coat, robe, or whatever, had on some drawers, and started twerking. I fell out because I'm like, wait a minute. This nigga, he looked like a thug like Mo, and he started twerking. I was like, I'm done. I'm done. I just feel like... I was like, this
fucking YouTube. I don't know if the nigga that created YouTube, I don't even know. I wonder if he was wondering what kind of monster he was creating when they fucking invented YouTube.
Man, I like YouTube better than WorldStar because WorldStar is just so, it's just, when I seen this dude having his chick fuck a fish, he had it in her pussy and stuck it in her ass, I was done. I said, I will never watch WorldStar like that again. That shit was just so crazy. Like, why would y'all even put a video up like that? That is so disgusting.
How about the video they just put out with the Jamaican song? Some fucking Jamaican song about them fucking and a girl sucking his dick and fucking him in the room as he rapped, singing a song. Like, what kind of, she had no life. Like, you know, they sitting there, he's fucking her, and she's sucking his dick, and they talking about the fuck she, some shit. Some Jamaican song they got out. I'm like, yo, they serious? And the nigga made a video.
So what, that's a song made for when you get your dick sucked?
Yeah,
that's a song you put on when you get your dick sucked?
Yeah, he did the video, but he's fucking the girl, and she's sucking his dick on the video. I'm like... Yo, girls don't have no kind of shame. Like, she had no kind of shame in her life. You know, the nigga don't care. He getting props behind
niggas
him.
Though, hey, listen, let me tell you something. Like I just said, YouTube created a monster where motherfuckers don't care. They just trying to make a dollar. So if it's to downgrade yourself by twerking your ass, if you get 4 million hits, fuck it. I'm getting paid now.
Yo, what's up with these retarded niggas that did that song with Pharrell? They always wearing space helmets and shit. They don't show their face.
He wore some fucking crazy hat looking like the nigga from Arby's and shit.
Yeah, look at the niggas that did the song with them. They look like R2-D2 and shit. They won't never take the fucking... You never see who they are.
Niggas is probably ugly, that's why.
And they don't speak. Pharrell say all the words. They don't talk or nothing.
I mean, shit is just crazy. I mean, it is really, really, really crazy. And now I'm going to keep it all the way hot and honest with y'all. Man, the next time I have a motherfucking singer slash actor on the show, I'm going to make sure I do all my fucking homework. Because this is why. Thanks to Ashton, because I don't look at TV, because you guys know I spend so much time at work, and when I come home from work, I get online and I start doing my homework. Well, remember, I had asked Chris Williams about the Real Housewives of Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how you get on there? Not once did he say it was because his wife was on the show, right or wrong. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but he did not say it was because his wife, but that's why they was on the show, right? Then, sorry, remember when I was, like, on the show, I said, damn, it looked like, you know, it was some fighting, and he was like, you know, I had to, you know, straighten somebody up because, you know, basically ain't nothing soft about him or pussy or punk or whatever, right? So, according to Ashton, some of the things are not adding up because when he was on the show, he was like, Halle Berry's pussy is a blur, right?
No, you say you don't remember it.
Yeah, it was a blur. So, mm-hmm. you've been married to your wife for 18 years, according to her on the show. So, how is it? You've been married to a bitch for 18 years, but you can't remember one of the finest bitches in Hollywood, what her pussy was like, but you wish it in her well. And then, on top of that, why is it your ass got knocked out on the show and you was at a pajama party and it's like niggas was carrying you out? But the show hadn't came out when he did the interview. It was just like the little trailer and everything like that. So you know when I do my blog that I'm really going to have no manners and I'm going to have to mention that and go find the clips on YouTube and put the little videos in there to substantiate what I wrote because he wasn't forthcoming about a lot of stuff. So I told Ashton, I was like, next time I have a TV star come on, I'm going to make sure I find the good shit and some dirt shit. It's only right.
That's cool.
So I was like, quite interesting. And I'm like, his pictures look so different because the pictures that I had didn't show the cheeks. He's like, he has dark patches on his face like dirt. I'm like, what the fuck happened to Christopher Williams? Like, he fell the fuck off, all the way off. He's not the one on the picture that I had. And he did not look good like he used to back in the day. I understand we all get old and we change and shit like that. But then
look at 97 years old. What you expect from me?
Hell, I'm about to be 45 next Monday, and don't shit look crazy about me. Thank God. I mean, I have good genes. I put that on my grandma.
Okay, he's 97. You 45. 50 years different.
You know what, Mo? You really have no fucking manners. I don't even see how people can stand to be around you. I don't even see how people can fucking work with you.
Hey, I call it how I see it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what's called.
I'm damn near 40, and If I'm Dreaming came out when I was 2. So the nigga got to be like 97. Fuck it up.
And how old was you when New Jack City came out?
When I got teeth in my mouth? Oh, like I knew. That's like me. How old were you got a pubic hair?
I was about...
You was checking, too, nasty motherfucker.
Nah, because I don't have hair now, so how old was I?
You don't have it by choice, or you just shave
my
it?
My daughter in my bathroom listening, her nosy ass. Since you asking questions. Leisha, how old was you when you got hair on your coochie?
I'm going to ask your daughter that.
Easily. Because she in here listening to our conversation laughing, relaying what the hell I'm saying. You want to know how old was I when you when New Jack City came out?
Well, sure, tell her she licked your coochie when she
came out. I was in my 20s when that came out because I was married. Because I got slapped for saying, ooh, I would do some things to Christopher Williams.
Goodbye, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, my ex-husband played the game dirty. He was talking about how he would fuck Uniqua, but I couldn't say shit. But then when I said something about Chris Williams, I get a backhand. He was iking my ass for real. But see, that's some double standards. Men can say what the hell they want to say. As soon as a bitch say something, then she wrong, she disrespectful. Nigga want to get upset. I don't understand that. Now, this is going to be the topic for Wednesday, and I know you're going to have some feedback on this. So, Mo, say, for instance, you fucking with a chick, right, and she just can't fuck you on a regular basis, or she, like, going through some shit, and she turns off by sex, right? So she be like, go ahead and go find you some side bitch to fuck. Like, would you do it?
How she know I ain't already been fucking a side bitch, so.
But I mean, but she just comes to the point where her issues are too much to where she's just like, you know, I know I ain't giving you the pussy like I should. I'd rather you just go out and find somebody that can fuck you like more than I can.
Why not? Because if she's telling me that, that means she's fucking somebody else.
No. Because you know, sometimes when women go through changes where they're just not sexually turned on or sexually active.
I don't believe that.
I've met a few men where it was like they're women, they don't have sex with them anymore. Like they're really
just
because
they don't have sex with them don't mean they're not sexing somebody else. I don't believe that. Until y'all hit menopause, you women are sexual beings. So if
but
you're not interested in your man, that means you're seeking others.
No, but there's
you're interested in somebody else.
No, but what if she has a health condition? Because there are some women that go through things and then the only solution is a hysterectomy. And when you have a hysterectomy, you're out of commission for at least 2 months as far as your body healing and everything like that. So your woman has medical issues, and she's just like, okay, I know that I can't provide for you sexually like I need to, so go ahead and go, you know, get your rocks off. I don't want to make you suffer.
Would I tell her I'll do it?
Yeah.
No, I ain't tell her that I'm going to do it. I ain't boo-boo the fool.
Okay, so what
like
happens one day?
Well, like, nah,
up.
Baby, I'm going to hold you down. We're going to ride this out. I'm going to jerk off for tonight, baby.
Okay, now what if you something happened and your dick don't get hard no more? Would you, like, tell your woman to go ahead and just find her some side dick?
No, check on automatically leave. I don't think you have to tell a chick nothing. She's going to be out.
But if you're a good provider and, you know, that paycheck is good and that you got a good-ass pension, a hoe might say.
Then she want me for the wrong reasons.
Hi. It's a doggy-dog world. It's a doggy-dog world out here.
Yeah, she want me for the wrong reasons. She only want me for a paycheck. She'd have been gone.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Wait, how are you contradicting yourself? When you just got up here and said if you met an NBA baller, a millionaire, you ain't going this and that, but now you're telling me ain't nothing wrong with the nigga from the paycheck.
But,
yeah, shit. You sound like that chick that was on the phone with us before.
No, but if she been with you and y'all were married and shit like that, then no, there's nothing wrong with it because she put in her time. She put in her dues.
What time? What dues? That shit kills me when women say that. Y'all don't think niggas put in time in dues too? They kill me with that. Well, I was with him. I was married to him. He took me away from my family. Bitch, you took me from my family, too. They kill me with that, you know?
No, what I'm saying is, dude.
Yo, they kill me with that bullshit.
Work,
a man can never make you leave your family. You have to leave your family on your own.
Man, look.
A man can never make you leave your family. That means he wasn't a strong woman in the beginning. He shouldn't even be dealing with you. You love your family, you're going to hold your family down regardless.
So what I mean is, like, when you've been married to somebody for a very long time, we're talking 20 years or better. You know what
together.
I'm saying? Yeah.
All right, together is a two-way street here. But women be acting like a man, especially when they get a divorce, they be acting like a man owes them something. What we owe you? I was with you just as well as you was with me. What's the difference?
I'd be like,
you seen Atlanta Housewives. That bitch was sitting there like, he owed me this and he owed me that. I sacrificed it. What did you say? You sacrificed it because you wanted a baller. You sacrificed it because you didn't want to work. You didn't want to do nothing. So how are you sitting there
you
telling that man? Ain't much guarantee, lawyer.
No,
well, she ain't
got
no husband because if she wanted a husband, she would have loved him. And when she lost love, she would have left and left how she came with nothing.
Now, see, I respect that. I feel like this. If you can't, don't come into a marriage and, you know, you be like, well, I want this, I want this. I feel like what y'all accomplished and achieved together, y'all split up. But whatever the hell that motherfucker earned and what you earned, you take your shit, he take his shit, and y'all split some of the shit that y'all had together. But as far as, like, oh, I feel like I need the next 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50% of his salary for the next 10 years or this, that, and the third. No, I don't agree with that because, like somebody put a post up, especially with the basketball players and the football players, bitch, you was not on the field taking them hits and elbows for him, so why the fuck do you feel like you're entitled to half?
Thank you.
Now,
thank
whatever
you.
He owes you as far as your kids go, okay, cool. Now, if you stayed at home and you didn't choose to pursue anything, that was your fault that you just sat home and didn't do shit and didn't want to better yourself. And if y'all came up with some type of agreement to where, okay, babe, I want you to stay at home with the kids because we don't really trust babysitters and I don't want to be worried about the safety of our children, this, that, and the third. I would rather you not go to work and stay home and I got this. Okay, then that's something different. But if you just chose to sit your ass at home and just, like, go shopping every fucking day and go on trips with your girlfriends while this motherfucker is on the court or he's at business meetings, then I don't feel like you're entitled to anything because you didn't really contribute anything to the equation. And then that's when I go back to saying.
Only time I feel like the wife is entitled is she went in, like Obama. Michelle is part of all his transactions, all his decision-making, and everything, part of his struggle.
That's a true partnership.
She hurt when
that's
he hurt. You understand?
That's
yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. But these chicks are running around spending their man money, going on vacation, hanging out with the girls, ain't trying to do nothing to participate or ain't even trying. Okay, Stephon's wife. Stephon should never have struggled. She shouldn't try to do business now. She should have did it with him together. You know what I mean? They try to do it too late. And then they try to use the name of who they was later on in the game. Do it while you're with them. Babe, don't spend $800 million on a new Bentley for me. Buy these apartment buildings. Let me become a landlord just in case we need something to fall back on. Stuff like that is how you think. The first thing a chick thinks, she wants a Bentley. She wants this. She wants furs. She wants mink. She wants that. She want to run around and shop everything. They like to shopping. So you telling me because you got accustomed to just spending my money, if I leave you or you decide to leave me, you're going to stay accustomed? Are you supposed to still live that lifestyle? That's a bullshit law. And they should can't.
Oh, I completely agree. Me personally.
My wife is going to get a degree. You understand? She's going to have something to fall back on if I ever got rich. You understand what I'm saying? She's going to contribute in this relationship. Rather, if I was an NFL, a golf star, a boxer, a big business, successful man, you're going to be part of my business if you want to take half of that when you leave. Not just going to sit around and be pretty, and I ain't marry you just because you was pretty.
Oh, I most definitely agree. I feel like this. I feel like when you meet someone and you guys are dating and, like, say, for instance, one got something, one got more than the other, I feel like you should put yourself in a situation to be like, you know what, I want to be in a better position so I can bring something to the table. You know what
I'm saying?
So I feel like this, and this is why I'm single. And it's not the fact that I feel like I'm better or anything like that. I can get dick anywhere. Hell, I can go to the motherfucking toy to a fucking adult store and buy some dick. It's a vibrator, it's a dildo, but it's still dick regardless how you look at it, or if it's your real whatever. It doesn't matter. But for me, I have a lot going on for myself. I'm working. I'm going to school. I'm taking care of my kids, my grandkids. Even though my kids are grown, they have their own families. I feel like when you're a good parent, you always try to have your kids back when they're doing good because we all fall. You feel me? So my thing is, if I'm doing all this and all you can bring to the table is some dick and half-ass eat my pussy and lick my ass, what the fuck do I need you for? You're not being conducive to my growth. If anything, you're stunting me because I have to stop what the fuck I'm doing to fuck you when I could be doing homework. I could be working overtime. I could be doing 2, 3, 4 radio shows a week. I could be at a photo shoot. I could be out helping someone. I could be talking to an abused woman that thinks that her life is over because a man was whooping her ass all the time. Or I could be counseling an abused woman that was molested when she was a child and she feels like she has no worth. But because I decide to be with a motherfucker that's not on my level, then I'm like, what the fuck? So that's why I tell men, you got to wow me. You got to show me something different because what you're bringing, some dick, and a couple of dollars, boy, bye. I got my own shit. You got it. So, I feel like
okay, but we could think the same when it comes to chicks. Y'all feel like because y'all pretty with a fat ass that a man's supposed to bring everything to the table.
Oh, hell
no. Y'all set y'all standards so high. Y'all set y'all standards so high.
That's
ridiculous.
I feel like that's a fucked up way to look at it because at the end of the day, bitch, your ass gonna fall. You're not going to always be pretty. You could go out here today, fall, slip, break your motherfucking, something could happen, and you all fucked up. And when your man look at you, it ain't the same pretty face as it was. He sees you as a fucking, what's that, an ugly duckling? You went from being a swan to an ugly duckling. And then what you got him with, you can't keep him because he can't stand to look at you. I am a firm believer, women that use their looks to get over, you really going to get over, but it's not going to be the way that you think because that gift that God gave you is going to be a curse and ain't nobody going to want to fuck with you no more because you're not going to always be pretty. As long as you're pretty inside, the outside, it'll grow into it. But if you're pretty on the outside and you ugly as fuck on the inside, you ain't got shit to offer nobody because it's just it's a glass. Somebody can throw a rock, break that motherfucking glass, and shattered into 100 pieces, and you ain't going to have shit to offer nobody because you always was like, oh, I'm so pretty. Pretty me, pretty this, pretty that, then what? So I'm a firm believer. I agree with you on that. Females that use their looks to get over, they get exactly what they deserve because at the end, you get fucking played.
Yeah, but y'all don't, not you, but 90% of the women don't look at it like that. They look like you owe them something.
Oh, no.
If a woman felt like because she was in my life and she was with me and she was my girl or she was my wife and she owed me something, I owed her something for being my wife, you don't owe me nothing because when we met, we were attracted to each other. You know, I want a woman to want me just as much as I want her. I want you to want to do for my life just as much as I want to do for yours. You understand? I don't want no woman that feel like she's doing me a favor by being with me. that's his fool's problem. Oh, she's pretty, she's gorgeous. Oh, I'm going to marry her because she married her. I owe her the world. Fuck that. Find somebody that's compatible with you. Find somebody that want to be in your life just as well as you want to be in theirs. You understand? And to my homies, stop finding pretty chicks that really want more than what you can offer, but they chose to settle. And once they chose to settle, that's when you're going to have a house full of hell. So if a female feel like she's settling, she always gonna throw that shit in your face. Well, I could have did this, but I could buy. Go do it. See ya.
Exactly.
You understand what
and
I'm saying? Don't settle for somebody that's just settling for you. You understand? That's crazy.
Yeah,
I would never want
somebody. And you already know All Star Weekend, all the pretty bitches that's like, oh, I'm so pretty, they're not gonna be able to resist me. It's gonna be like, wow, y'all really gonna put y'all stuff out there for what? I mean, you might find a motherfucker that might see you a couple of times afterwards, but at the end of the day, you know, you was a pretty good fuck. That's what you was. You was a pretty face, and you was a pretty good fuck, and you was a pretty good dick sucker.
It is what's going on in life. This is sad. And women put themselves, you're supposed to put yourself on a pedestal, you understand? But you're never supposed to want to receive from somebody more than your worth. You're supposed to feel like you're worth the world, you understand? But if you can't bring the same equal, unless the man makes millions of dollars, you can't bring an equal opportunity to the table, you're not worth it. Because that man fall off, say he's playing basketball, he breaks his leg. Look at Allen Iverson. His wife's trying to get every fucking dime. She's trying to get into his Nike account. But when he was a baller and he wasn't fucked up, you was loving him to death. You understand what I'm saying? But as soon as he fell off, then you want a divorce. Then you want every dime you can get wherever, where, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? But when that man asked you, would you marry him, and he gave you that big 10-carat rock, you was happy for joy. But that's his fault because he married for the wrong reason. You marry people for the right reason, you won't have that problem. You understand? You marry people for the wrong reason, for looks, to impress, to this and that, a trophy wife. I don't want a trophy wife because all that shit do is get dusty on the shelf. She ain't got nothing else to bring to but her looks. It's a problem.
Exactly.
It is, but that's what society is putting, especially in our black people. Oh, my God. Black women set themselves. They got a fat ass, you can't tell them. They could look like Jumanji in a face. As long as they got a nice body, they think they the shit. And they put themselves on a motherfucking pedestal that's so high you can't even reach. You know what I mean? Which is fine by me, but you're going to be lonely. You understand? You're always going to get that baller that's going to get what he want and bounce. Because you're not really his cup of tea. He just wanted to see that fat ass. And this is what happened. You know?
Yeah.
Stop chasing dreams. Chase reality when it comes to a relationship. You can chase a dream when it comes to business because you got to, you know, go for your dreams. You know? But you want a lot of women chasing that dream, nigga. Money, this, that, this. Money, this, that, this. You ain't gonna never wake up.
Nope.
See, either everybody else is quiet or they just fell asleep on us.
Stop, they call dropping everybody else just listening. I wonder when Hearts is gonna be in Atlanta.
It was in there a couple of years ago.
No, he's supposed to be coming, whatchamacallit?
Oh, I thought you said All Star Weekend.
No. That's Valentine's Day weekend. But I know he said that he was coming.
Who?
Hertz is coming to Atlanta in February.
Oh, Hertz. Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought you said All Star Weekend. I didn't know you was looking for your future husband.
Do what?
I didn't know you was talking about your future husband.
See, there you go having jokes.
I'm not joking. You know you got a crush on her. It's not wrong with that.
See, there you go. Mm-hmm. It's okay, though. Me and her have a very good friendship.
You know, that's beautiful.
You know what, Mo? I can't stand you.
I can't stand me for telling the truth. What's the problem? You want me to lie to you?
No, Mo, you never lie.
You want me to lie to you? I can lie to you and tell you you never liked 50 Tyson.
You know what?
Or you ain't almost had sex with Cuban Links on the phone. Or you wasn't going crazy over Christopher Williams. Or you wasn't going to let me go.
No, the old Christopher Williams, because this is the funny part, though. When I have a guest on the show, right, I'll go find a picture because a lot of times their management don't do what the fuck I ask them to. So when I'm looking at the pictures, I'm like, like, wait a minute. So I had to find a picture that was Photoshopped, because when you look at the videos and you look at him now, it's like, you know, when you're a light-skinned person and you have, like, dark face spots on your face, it looks like a circle of dirt, like you didn't really wash your face good. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, wow. Like, some people age good and some people don't.
You got to understand, the man is getting old. He can't stay young and pretty forever, so he old. He probably had a rough time. Like, you know, that industry, they suffer a lot.
Yeah, because you start doing them recreational drugs, you start doing a whole lot of other shit, and it fucks with you.
Yeah, they suffer a whole lot. So it's like, okay, you know, you can't knock him. He's an old man. He has his life already.
Well, damn, I wonder what people say about me. Oh, you're an old lady.
No, because you still act young and feel young, so I don't think they're going to call you an old lady. You still act like your shit don't stink. You still act like you ain't about to hit menopause, you know what I mean? But you're going to hit it. It's coming. It's coming.
You know what?
Ages. It's coming.
You know,
I ain't trying to butter it up for nothing, but it's coming. Just be prepared for it. Don't let it stress you out. Just let it happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just let it happen.
Uh-huh.
Just let it happen.
Uh-huh.
That's all. Just let it happen. Let it ride.
Uh-huh.
You
I'm
know?
Gonna let it happen.
Yeah. We don't want to look. You got me about 7 years. In 7 years, I'll be up there with you.
Oh, in 7 years.
7 years.
7 years.
Seven long years.
And in 7 long years, my ass will be 52.
That's what I'm saying. I'll be your age, as you know, your age that you are now.
As much as I love you, I really want to just, like, choke the shit out of you and punch you in your motherfucking face, because you have got to be, like, the most disrespectful motherfucker I know. But you're so cute, so it's kind of hard for me to want to just choke you.
Yeah. How am I disrespectful? I didn't say that as disrespectful, just now. I just told you the truth. At 52, you don't think you're going to hit menopause?
Huh?
At 52, you don't think you're going to reach me at menopause? You don't think, you know, it's not going to hit you?
I know it
you
is.
Think you think your ass is going to be modeling and shit at 52 years old?
Well, actually, my menopause is going to hit me early, because this year I've decided that I'm going to go ahead and have a hysterectomy, so.
Oh, yeah. Once you start messing with your body, you know it changed, right?
Well, I have no choice. I have no choice, so.
Okay. Well, they just cherish all your naked pictures now, you know?
Man, I'm still going to be doing what the fuck I do. Oh, what the fuck you talking about? What you talking about, Willis?
I don't want to see no saggy titties or no baggy ass on the cover of no motherfucking magazine.
You know what?
I don't want to see none of that shit.
I don't even like you no more. I'm writing you out of my will. I'm writing you out of the radio show. You can no longer be a part of this.
Oh, God, ain't no fun. It's okay. Now, what's the problem? Huh?
What?
I'm saying no fun. It's okay. Now, what's the problem? You going to write me out the show?
I'm going to have to do something with you, because you can't come to my wedding. I don't give a damn how close you and Hertz are. You was not coming to
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about. The truth come out. I tell you, the truth comes out.
Hurts.
Are you listening?
Hurts is gone. Hurts is gone, and he said you were crazy. Hurts always gonna come to my rescue. So you know, we have a happy medium. We don't discuss you. I don't make threats about you because you know I know that's your boy, and he's gonna feel some type of way like yo. He might actually do my boy dirty, so we just going to leave it in proper perspective.
No, but it's cool. It's cool. Don't worry. It'll hit you right. As long as you take care of yourself, menopause will hit you right.
You're
going to be like the golden girls. You ain't got much titties as it is, so I don't think they're going to sag.
They already sag, motherfucker.
You know I love you, right, Chuck?
I can't stand you.
Why you can't stand me?
I just cannot stand
you. Where the hell else did the homeboy go?
Her phone had died, and Tone probably had to go make a run and do something.
Oh, shit. I was shut up. What happened to Boss Lady?
I don't know. Oh, she was going through some things.
She okay?
Mhm. Yeah, she okay. I'll see her this week when I go to Atlanta.
Well, tell us her hi.
I sure will.
You promise?
Of course.
And what happened to what happened to my boy? What's his name? Yo Mo.
Mr. GA?
Yeah, where's GA at?
Mr. GA is where is he? I don't know where he's at.
You put him on timeout?
Did I put him on timeout?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. No, I didn't put him on timeout.
Okay, you know, just checking, because you know you be G-checking, niggas.
No, I didn't put him on timeout. I'll be minding my business.
Okay, chalk mommy. I don't know what I'm going to do now. The Grammys is over. I watch my rap battle.
Well, I'm about to go to bed because I have a new work schedule. And I am going to... Yeah, I got to go to work at 9:30 and get off at 8.
Okay, well, you have a blessed night. Don't forget to check out them rap battles. They were dope.
Oh, I won't. Ooh,
yeah, that's Yeah, that's in the words of my homegirl. You know my peeps, my beastie. She always say it was dope, my baby girl. That was dope.
How are the kids doing?
Oh, they great. Getting big.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. When your kids grow up. Fast as hell.
Mm-hmm. Too fast. My son is a grown-ass man.
Oh.
Yeah.
My baby is about to be 19. Man, I feel like I'm old. Shut the fuck up. Please, don't do it. Don't even do it to yourself. I would hate to have to make a special trip to
I don't believe that. When you come to New York, you avoid coming to check your boy anyway.
Well, no, I'm coming back soon. That whole trip was like mad crazy, and the reason being is when I got there, you know, I had just broke up or ended it with the mystery man.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he had my whole trip off balance.
I feel you. I feel you. Well, get over it. Let it go.
Oh, shit, I've been over it. He was like, what men don't understand is they underestimate me. Yes, I got on the show, I talked about you, but nigga, you did not really have me like you really thought you had me. Because if you really had, when a nigga really has a bitch, it's hard for a bitch to walk away. It was easy as fuck for me to go.
Yeah, but you can't cry over spilled milk, like you said.
Oh, I never do. Yeah, I never do. It's just that trip was just like, man, I was hyped about getting there, and then that Friday, I was like, damn. And then my fucking phone battery kept dying every time I went out. And so when you travel, especially when people know that I'm not from an area, and they always want to make sure I'm okay. And every time, I had this thing, if you call my phone and it goes to voicemail for more than an hour or two, something's wrong. So when my phone was going to voicemail for like 4 or 5 hours, you got people like, okay, what the fuck is going on? Did something happen to her? She's in New York, blah, 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 blah. Then when I get to my hotel room and I let my phone charge up, and then I can answer everybody's messages and shit. And people are like, man, I was so worried about you, you know, especially with everything. I was like, man, I felt bad. I really felt bad.
Mm.
But, yeah,
well, you're,
I'm good.
You're okay now. You're over it.
Of course. All day,
you
every day.
Your sister.
So,
and these,
you know,
niggas winning. Pharrell won another Grammy. They winning Grammys like crazy.
They doing the damn thing. That's how I look at it. They are doing the damn thing.
I think if Jay-Z won a Grammy, he said now Baby Blue got a cup to sip out of, an old cup to sip out of. That is so disrespectful.
Man, that fucking baby. That baby.
And the baby looked just like him.
He got some big lips.
Everything, nose, lip.
Damn shame. Well, I'm about to go to bed, take a shower. Well, take a shower and then go to bed. That doesn't sound right. And, you know, I've truly been enjoying my S4. You know, I got the Galaxy S4. Never thought that I would get one, but it's interesting. I like it.
Yeah, I'm Team BlackBerry. Stay tuned until
you
no longer
exist. Oh, I still got my BlackBerry. I got to actually take it into Sprint because when I put my earbuds in, it makes my volume starts blinking, and then
Okay. Nobody
can hear me. They just gave me $50 on Friday because I have drop calls every day, and it's the network, and they can't fix it. So they was like, if I want to get out of my contract, that, you know, I might be able to without any termination fee or anything like that because they can't fix my problem. But I told them, I can't leave Sprint. Y'all truly unlimited.
Well, they got a new family plan I'm about to look into, $25 per person a month. I need that.
So once you get up to 7 to 10 people, then it's $25.
Oh, so it's not 5 or 4 people?
Mm-mm. And then because you just upgraded your phone, you're going to have to pay $15 extra. And then if you want unlimited, it's $20 more on top of the $50.
So the same shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I won't be doing that then.
Yeah, I called and got some clarity on that shit, like ASAP. I had to. I can't stand when motherfuckers ping me. That shit is so disrespectful.
And they want to talk to you.
Man, they want to talk to their mama. That's me. My bad. I'm just saying.
You ain't right, and they listening now.
No! This is somebody from overseas. You know, international people are rude. They're pushy.
All right, I'm about to take my ass to bed.
All right, you have a good night.
All right, good night.
All right, bye. Damn it, what a... Good night, everybody. I'll be back on Wednesday night. Thanks for tuning in. Hello.